Osaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government has warned that it will no longer rescue illegal miners. Persons living with disabilities have called for inclusion in the electoral process. In foreign news, polls open in Ethiopia's parliamentary election as PM Abiy vies for new term. And in sports, DR Congo coach says he didn't know his players after losing to Copa Princesses. And now the news in detail. As the country draws closer to elections, questions around inclusion and equal access to political information are once again coming into focus, especially for persons living with disabilities who continue to face barriers in fully participating in the democratic process. We have details in the following report.
As the country draws closer to elections, questions around inclusion and equal access to political information are once again coming into focus, especially for people living with disabilities who continue to face barriers in fully participating in the democratic process. In this view, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, is calling on political parties to ensure that their campaign messages are made accessible to everyone. Organization Executive Director Justin Bakari says people living with disabilities should not be left behind in political communication, stressing that accessibility is a key part in inclusive democracy.
The political parties, actually, they are supposed to include that aspect because they need to understand that persons with disabilities are potential voters and they need to include them in almost all their activities. And our expectation is that as they are doing these campaigns for their candidates, we hope that they will be able to ensure that the information that they provide to the general masses is also made accessible to persons with disabilities. And also one thing that they need to understand is that one person with a disability actually can make a presidential candidate win or lose an election.
Very impaired like Chewe Mukuka, accessing election information remains a major challenge. Chewe says most political messages are not presented in formats that cater for the visually impaired, making it difficult for them to adequately follow campaign promises and policy positions.
I'll give an example where a political party post on Facebook and there is someone with visual impairment in Shangombo. They have that small phone, the button phone. They won't access the information because there's no screen reader on their phone to at least read for them what's posted on Facebook. Because most of me, I'll be able to access the information which has like the caption that it reads. But for the image, maybe the poster like that, I need like extra assistance.
Meanwhile, Third Liberation Movement Party President Roosevelt Tonga says his administration is committed to working with all citizens, including persons with disabilities, if elected into office. He says inclusivity will be central to his leadership, adding that no one will be excluded from government programs because of their physical condition.
There shall be nobody on the street begging. There shall be nobody struggling to move around. When I'm there, whether you are physically challenged or you are okay, you must be attended to. When I use the word must, underlined in capital letters, I know what I'm talking about. Because we are here to serve human beings, not to serve our own personal interests. So those who challenge physically or otherwise will be given the much needed attention, just like any other person. That's why we're here, to serve them.
With all being said, stakeholders are continuing to emphasize the need for genuine inclusion in the electoral process, with calls on political parties and institutions to ensure that people living with disabilities are not only recognized but fully supported to participate in all stages of elections. For One Love Radio News, my name is Fortune Sienezuna.
The Next Man Foundation has called for increased mental health awareness as well as a more gender-balanced approach towards mental health as the male child is often neglected. Speaking at the Miss Mental Health Beauty Pageant Grand Final, Next Man Foundation founder and chief executive officer Lizzie Muzungaire says men's mental health matters and there is need to develop mechanisms that create a safe space for men dealing with mental health challenges. Ms. Muzungayire says while the main focus has been centered on the girl child, the boy child is now left to figure his own way out, which is leading to an increase in the number of boys and men succumbing to talk.
However, little has been done for the boy child. It's for this reason that we set up the Nurturing Excellence in Tomorrow's Men Foundation, nurturing boys from the age of 5 all the way to 25, so that they can grow into purposeful citizens. All these issues around suicide and all that, mainly as much as women and girls are getting affected, we see that our counterpart, the other gender, is getting affected more. And it's for that reason that we are here to partner with Miss Mental Health. Thank you so much, Miss Kindness, for having invited us. And we're looking forward to more and more partnerships as we seek to mentor and nurture the young people, for girls and women. Thank you so, so very much. Excited to be here.
Meanwhile, Next Men Foundation participant Anesu Mulenga has emphasized the need for young people to take care of their mental health in order for them to create a better future for themselves and to avoid substance and alcohol abuse.
My name is Anesu Mulenga. I'm here to talk about mental health. Mental health means taking care of your mind. If you don't take care of your mind, a lot of bad things can happen, like alcohol, dropping out of school, and suicide. So please take care of your mental health.
The United for a Strong Foundation says none of the presidential candidates fit the transformation agenda for the country. Party leader Brian Senga Lumbwe says leadership born out of chaos cannot bring sustainable development, arguing that none of the presidential candidates are inspiring hope in the